Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi, we're holding in Shabbos Daf Chavov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in beginning of Aloha Aleph. We're starting the second line in Amud Aleph. So we learned in the previous Amud that if you have a kiro that has in it wood, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos in it unless you do Guf of Ektumo, unless you go and you shovel out the coal or you cover the coal. But if you did shovel, if you did do the Guf of Ektumo, so then not only, according to Basil, could put the kiro before Shabbos, but you can even return it on Shabbos once it was removed from the fire. Says the Gemara of Chalber of Adam Hashem Rav, L'shonu Ela Aleo, Halasoy Choloi. Only on top of the kiro you can return, but you can't put it into the kiro. You can't put it inside the kiro, like into the oven, now you're not allowed to do. Adechan, what does it mean on top? Ulo Amarat Shlosh, if it's three tefachim from the surface of the kiro, it's until the place where you have an indentation where the kira needs to sit. Meaning, you're not put it on top of the kira in the place where usually people put it on top, but now when it goes inside, the charitz is a symbol to show you this belongs to the top, and anything below that belongs to the bottom. Now, what's the reason that that's the location you can put it? This is the area that the hand is able to touch the pot. This is what's called in the Bavli, which means the hand can still touch the pot, it's not too hot. If you put it into the oven, if it gets so hot, the hand can't touch it. Getting to that level of heat is if the item is not fully cooked, considered to be cooking in Shabbos. And even if the item is fully cooked, it looks like mevasha, it looks like you're cooking, and that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. Vitai, this goes kidemar Rav Zeir b'shem Rav Yudah, like Rav Zeir said the name of Rav Yudah. Mutar lafshir, meaning allowed to take cold water, allowed to make it a little less cold. B'moko shayat sholadis, in a place where the hand can still touch the pot. For also lafshir, b'moko shayat sholadis, we're not allowed to put the water next to the oven in a place where it's going to reach this level where the hand can't touch it, even though his intention is to remove it before. But because he's putting it in that place where he could get that heat, then there's a problem of bishul. Rabbi Shua by Gezura of Mishamish Kamei Rav Zeiro. He was Mishamish Rav Zeiro. Ve'ama'ayel kamoi tavshilin roitchim. He brings into the room boiling hot food. Omer lei hechi savido. How exactly did he heat up the food? Omer lei goriv tifayo ve'ayar begavo. I removed the coal from the kira and I put the pot into the kira. Omer lei loy se'avid ken. Don't do that. El agorv tefai, remove the coal, v'yayv tos akipin v'rame aleon. Then put three stones and put the pot on top of the stones. Meaning there should be a distance between the pot and the bottom of the kiro. Rabbi Avo hoyu bebutso, he did a hiro in the place called Butso, memale garzo remach, fill it with coal, omitin tos akipin v'rame aleon, then just make a distance between the pot and the coal and it's fine. Meaning, Rabbi Avo holds that you don't have to have guf or ketumah, you don't have to remove the coals, only for chazar, only to return the pot on Shabbos. But to put the pot before Shabbos, you could do it even if there is coal in the kiro. Not like we understood till now the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to put a pot in the kiro unless it's guf or ketumah, even before Shabbos. Not like we started the Gemara immediately after the Mishnah in the previous daf. Could use the Gemara to speak about which items require guf or ketumah. The Neil Brader of Ketina Beshur of Asi, Shizri Chavir, pieces of the branches of the decal of the palm tree, Kegefes Ukeitzim, has the same level as pulp and wood that needs to be covered. Hadoda Temek Sheyu Lochim V'Yoshu, that's if it was moist and it got dry. Avimah Yuveshim Mitchil, also if they originally were dry, Kegash or Kegavoem, something like straw doesn't require covering. Glale Behemo, the feces of animals, is tani tani kekeves keitzim, vis tani tani kekash kegavo. Some require it to be covered, and some not. Man damak kekeves keitzim, the one who says kekeves keitzim, bedako. Let's talk about a behim bedako, small animal, domestic animal, that the feces doesn't heat so much. Man damak kekash kegavo begaso, the one who says it's required to be lekash kegavo, which requires covering or shoveling, is a behim begaso, which the feces heat much more the oven. When you are shoveling the coal, you have to remove it completely. How do we know that? It says when you shovel, it has to be mechatet b'yad. According to another gear over here, it's letate b'yad, which you have to remove completely. It needs to be completely removed. What about when you put the coal on top, when you have to cover the coal? Does it have to be completely covered? fact that we said if you put in just neorish pishto, which means you put the little pieces, the deck, it's called the small, soft area, pieces of the pishto, of the flax, you put it on the coal and let it burn, and that's considered to be covering the coal. So that tells you, you don't have to cover it completely, because you never cover it, when you put the piece of flax on top of the coal, it won't cover it completely, you just do a little bit of a covering, that's enough to do the simin that you see that the coal is not exposed. And that's the Sora to Michalik, says Reb Chaim, that when you're shoveling, if you shovel only some of it, so the rest is completely exposed. But when you're covering, as long as you're covering a little bit, that's good enough. Says the word of Cholovun Beis, V'yido Amardo, where do we speak about putting a little flax on the coal, not just covering directly? Yointu Shechal Yir's Erev Shabbos. If Friday is a Yomtiv, you're not allowed to put now regular ashes on the coal because of Mechabe. So here they came, what are you going to do then? So you put a little bit of this piece of flax, let it burn, and that will be the covering of the coal. He covered the coal, and then the coal reignited, and it became fire again, and it's not covered anymore. Can you use it now on Shabbos or not? Rubo went to his house, said his mutter. So the three Amoroim, the friends of Rabbanon, they asked, Libo Lishovar? When you said that it's mutter, is it only Bidiyevit, Lishovar, if it already was done? But Lechatchila, you can use this Kira? Or even Lechatchila, you can use this Kira? Before he could have answered them, Ova Rav Ami passed by, Vihidrun Chavirai. So the friends left, they saw Rav Ami, they joined Rav Ami in his way, and he didn't hear the answer. Bon machzirale. Reb Chaim explains that Ami wanted to get them back together to hear the heter. You could use it even the chatchilo. Amar Chananya chaverim derabbanon. So Chananya, the friend of Rabbanon, said, "Min de'avu de'avu ovdo." Because we didn't hear the heter, we're going to use it only b'di'evet, not lechatchilo. Says the Gemara, "Amar Shmuel bar Sisratai, lachen tzricho labo." Of course, we don't need any psak halacha only for the future. Meaning, when Rav Chiya Rubo said that it's mutter, of course he means mutter, that you can use it even lechatchila after the fire grew up, and not only b'diyeved if he cooked it already. And the Gemara explained, why is it so pashut? Omer amano, anei kashiso kamei rabo breder apopo. I asked it in front of rabo breder apopo. In temer l'shava, if you talk about only b'diyeved, afilu, using here the gears of Rav Chaim, afilu bishale betchilo. Even if he did a real cooking, it's going to be mutter. Meaning, if we're talking about if someone already cooked, and the item is already cooked, and the shayla is, can I enjoy it? Forget about the case that you went and you covered the coal and it reignited. Even if he didn't cover it at all, he did a full bishul be mutter, as we'll see in a moment. So the karkachol, when Reb Chiya Ruba says that once you cover the coal, if then the fire came back, it's going to be mutter, it means mutter lechatchila lehabo, not only b'diyeved l'shavar. Tetani, as we learned, Hamayser v'amevashel b'Shabbos. Someone did maestris, or he did cooking on Shabbos. B'shoygig yoichal meizid lo yoichal diver amir. According to Amir, if you did by mistake, you can eat it even on Shabbos. B'meizid, then you can eat it according to Amir. Ridoim yoshoygig yoichal lemoitzi Shabbos. Meizid lo yoichal. Amir says in shoygig you don't eat it on Shabbos, that Shabbos, but you eat it moitzi Shabbos, and in meizid you don't eat it at all. Says he can't eat it at all. Only other people can eat it on Moed Shabbos. But Mezi, if he did it by Mezi purposely, cooked in Shabbos, so he can't eat it and nobody else can eat it. And the reason is because then you have a pasuk that says that whatever is done on Shabbos has a din of kedusha that you cannot allow to eat. So the Gemara is asking for Rameh. You see, according to Rameh, if someone cooked on Shabbos, b'shege, you can eat it on Shabbos itself. So the Chiddush can be that when you cook b'di'evet, it's okay. If talking about a case that the Kiro was grufa and k'tumo, and then he reignited, and you say it's mutter, it means even lechatchilo. Continues now the Gemara, it says, Shmuel k'Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel paskel like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that when you cook on Shabbos, it's also forever for that person. Rav Kadav Moyer Bechavruse, when he was giving Horo to the friends to Rabbanon, Havalmek Rameir, he says, Mutra like Rameir. But Tzibur, when he was in Tzibur, when he was in public, Havim Moyer Kerbech and Asandor, you have to be Machmir. Why? Because he didn't want people to be in Zalzal and Shabbos. Omer Shirim Bar Karsanoke, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, Doroshloin. He was Machmir even more than Rabbi Yochanan Asandor. He passed like Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi in Tzibur. that what does Rabbi Shua say? The Tani of Shua Rabbi Yisrael Shuhoviv called Dover Shechavim al Zdoine Korvis Vashir in Chicago say Chatos. Anything that if you did it, Bemezid once Chayav Korvis. And if one did it, Bemezid Chayav Chatos. Vaso Beshabbos, and he did it in Shabbos, Ben Beshoikig, Ben Mezid, also Ben Loi Ben Lacherim. Shoikig Mezid could be also for him and for everybody else forever. Rabbi Yochanan Salo says it's only also for him forever, but for others is Mutar Mutar Shabbos. And he says it's also for everybody, even B'Shagig. Something which is not a Yisro D'Oraiso, that you are having Mezid Koros and Shagig Chatos, Aso B'Shabbos, Shagig Yoichel Mutar Shabbos L'Achim V'Loi Loi. So then you select Rabbi Yochanan Salo, that B'Shagig others can eat it, but he can't. Mezid Loi Loi V'Loi L'Achim. So indeed, the Rabbanon he passed like a Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, but the Raisa was much more machmir. And the Gemara is going to continue this sugya into the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Chavov.